think that's really the spirit of being a badass, when you believe in yourself so much that you are going to go after it no matter who tells you no. And you go after it because you have so much confidence in yourself. That is definitely something that I am.
720 WGN High atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line someone you'll know from her huge hits like Got It From My Mama, the soundtracks from some of your favorite shows like True Blood and blockbusters like Yellowstone. And this week, we love her for chasing life and always blazing her own trail, especially on National Badass Day. Dani Rose, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
It's great to be here when you can be an example, not only for the music for all of your fans, but for being out there an example of unapologetic success, blazing your own trail, chasing life, all those things with El Bandido Yankee.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because we had a great time celebrating on my friend's farm today. It was a blast.
So when you get with your friends on a farm, you're out there and, you know, I'm guessing based on some of the other things that you do, the music, the videos, and some of the social media stuff, you're always bringing your guitar with. Do you feel pressured to provide your friends not only with some good conversation, but also entertainment? Do they say like, hey, Dani, play this or play that?
No, they are very sick of me singing. I'm such an entertainer and a performer. I always want to be. We were actually talking about this at lunch, about everybody's different personality. And I'm a Leo rising, so I want to be showered with compliments and I want people to pay attention to me, and like I crave that attention. So I will be very quick to volunteer. Hey guys, this is what I'm doing. Hey, I'm going to be filming this. Hey, do you want to listen to my new song? Hey, do you want to hear my new demo? So I never feel the pressure to do that. I think they feel the pressure to respond to me, to say like, hey, it's good. If we don't tell Dani that it's good, she's going to be really upset.
Well, but think about this. So it's one of the things to go out, you know, and have that built into you, that passion in your DNA to get out there, share the music, share what's inside, kind of play and entertain and support the people. But for a lot of people listening, they see that as, you know, you're an inspiration of bravery out there. Not everybody feels as comfortable doing that. You know, were you always that person, or was there a time in your life when you said, you know what, I've got the talent, this is something I want to do, I'm just going to have to go for it?
You know, I tell this story a lot. It's about when I was just a little girl. I was in second grade and we were singing, like, you know, most second graders do, "This land is my land, this land is your land." And I remember singing it like at the top of my lungs, and the teacher came over to me and she said, "Hey, Danielle," because my full name is Danielle. "Hey, Danielle, we know that you love America, but we're going to need you to turn it down from a 10 to about like a 4. And I didn't understand what she meant because I thought that I sounded great. I didn't have any, there was no, what do you mean you don't like this? You know, or this is bad. I always had the confidence and I was always such like a little ham. Like I wanted to be in the spotlight. And I would say over the years of being a musician, which has been many years, you know, we have this disease where we get told no and we get the rug pulled out from under us and we have a terrible day and then we wake up the next day and we have a smile on our face. We're like, let's do it again, you know, and let's see if this time it works. And I think that's really the spirit of being a badass, when you believe in yourself so much that you are going to go after it no matter who tells you no. You're always going to find a way. You're going to find the path. You're going to find the bridge. You're going to find the solution, the answer. And you go after it because you have so much confidence in yourself. That is definitely something that I am.
That perseverance has got to be there. That's an essential ingredient to go ahead and get that. But starting out, you know, and being sort of young in Nashville, it's a tough thing. People know all about that. It is a tough thing. There are a lot of people who just, maybe they even have the talent, but they don't have those other intangibles, like you said, the drive, the belief in themselves, that perseverance, the stick-to-itiveness and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, at this point, it has worked out a billion plays with some of the things being on Yellowstone, performing in events alongside Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, all of that things. What was the one thing where, you know, your parents, you know, your friends, your family, they can be supportive, where they sort of got it, where they were like, you know what, hey, this is going to stick, and where you knew that this was going to be your life?
I don't think that there was ever a question, or there was never a moment where I was like, oh, what am I doing? I always knew. I mean, you know, I guess maybe there was a time when I was in a band, and I didn't know if I wanted to be a band entity or myself. And I had to really ask myself the question, like, how do I move forward? And the answer came really, I didn't think it was going to come so fast, but within 2 days, it was like, what dies, the band or you as a solo artist? And the answer was, the band dies, you as a solo artist lives, and you just go after that. So I've been lucky enough to have that intrinsic fire inside of me, or the music disease that is, unfortunately, and it sounds morbid, but it's true, it's music or death. I wrote this song with Brent Cobb, and we released it. It was my fifth placement on Yellowstone, and it's called I Ain't Livin', and it's about music. If it don't kill me, I ain't living. If you're not doing it to the best of your ability and it is just gnawing at you, then you're not really living. You're not really giving it your absolute all. And that's just the way that I live life and the rules by which I go after music.
Danny Rose, what was that first time when you heard either your song on the radio? Obviously a whole nother level to see it on a show like Yellowstone. I remember, you know, as a kid a long time ago, the first time I was on the radio, I'm like, oh wow, that's it. Or even with El Bandito Yankee, the first time where we saw the bottles on the shelves, it was kind of like, hey, you know what? You've made it. What was that first time like for you?
Euphoric. You know, you don't know that it's going to happen because there's so many times before that it doesn't happen for you that you're almost afraid that it might not. And you adopt this attitude of like, I'm not going to be excited until after it happens. And when it did happen, I remember hearing Got It From My Mama on TikTok radio when it was number 2 on the US TikTok charts, which was like right underneath Lizzo, About Damn Time, which was crazy for an independent female country artist.
Yes.
Like, think about that. She's Lizzo's on Atlantic. She's won Grammys. I had none of those accolades. I had songs on Yellowstone, you know, which is an incredible accolade, but not what Lizzo had. And to have that kind of thing happen to me where I heard my song on the radio or I heard my song on TV, it was like, hey, I'm doing something right. The universe has rewarded me. This is a sign that I'm supposed to keep going.
For those people out there that are hearing this and they have made their way to Nashville at some point, it's Nash Vegas, right? It is an entertainment capital at this point and so tied into music. Talk a little bit about that, just being there, because not only is it a place where a lot of the industry is and things can happen, but there's so many opportunities to play, get better, interact with fans, and all of that feedback that you get playing live.
You know, it's so crazy. Like, the people that I write my music with are some of my best friends and closest friends that I've known for like 7 years, and we've all done music together and we've all been coming up together. And the thing that is so wonderful about Nashville is that I am always busy. I'm doing something every single night, and to be a part of the community and step into opportunities, like, for example, I just had the opportunity to play Bridgestone Arena for the Predators game, and I was on the Ford band stage and I was singing my, you know, original music to Bridgestone Arena. And that was unbelievable.
Wow.
Because I'd never gotten that opportunity before. And it was for a specific Women of Smashville night. And I was able to fulfill that. And to be asked to do that and to be asked to do other things and other shows and host these things and be a part of this song or be a part of this event, it's such a community here in Nashville. And I'm just grateful to be living here and to be accepted among everyone.
There's a lot of positive side effects to what it is that you're doing. Not all of them are right in front of you, whether it's the inspiration that you have to other artists or maybe other girls coming up and trying to do things, you know, and you have that opportunity to go ahead and do that, or just on the national badass type situation where people see your drive and the grit and the perseverance, and that's what resonates with them, maybe to pursue something totally different, but they see what it is that you're doing. Talk a little bit about that and maybe the feedback that you get from fans that isn't necessarily, I love that song. It's, I love what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, again, you know, I want to be as modest as possible, but also acknowledge, like, it feels good when people recognize hard work and that they can trust me, and that when they send me a message on Instagram or on TikTok, like, I'll respond to their messages and they say, thank you so much. And there was a song that I wrote called Whiskey or Cold, and it was about dealing with addiction. And a woman came up to me and she said, you know, I appreciate what you're doing for the community here because this is my first concert. where I've been able to come out and I feel safe and seen and heard. And, you know, people are enjoying, you know, alcohol and like whatever around me, and people are smoking around me, and like, and I'm okay because I know that my voice is also heard, because I feel it in your songs, and you have made this a safe space for your community. Things that I wasn't even thinking of, right. You know, when I'm writing or when I'm talking or when I'm singing about stuff. And it's been really fun, especially little girls coming up to me. Like, I have really curly hair, and some girls coming up being like, your hair, I want to wear my hair like Danny. Like, it's really fun. And it's really cool. I don't know. People recognize the hard work. They can see the work that I've been putting in. People that have been following me for years, and they stick around, they say, I remember seeing you at this bar and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm so sorry you saw me then, because I sucked. I'm so much better now.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Nashville recording artist Danny Rose. And although she is identified with Nashville, as she should be, one of the side effects, or maybe one of the positives of the internet and social media, and gets a bad rap, but it isn't all bad, right? Because it allows, I think, the music, and allows you and your personality, your persona, your brand to transcend Nashville and get all over the world. I saw on the schedule, and of course, many shows right there in Nashville. You've talked about some of them, but you got a chance to play out in California, in Hawaii. Talk a little bit about that, as your music has taken you places far beyond the country zone.
Playing in California is going to be a blast. I mean, I love the shows and the festivals out there. I spent some time in California before I came to Nashville. Originally, I'm from Virginia. And after I graduated college, I moved out to LA for a bit and then came to Nashville. But when I was out in LA, I really fostered and was part of a large country community that was quite robust. And to be able to go back to LA and Orange County in California and hang out with everybody and do those shows and do them really all over the country. It's going to be fun. In September, I get to play at Taylor Sheridan's Ranch. We know Taylor Sheridan because he created Yellowstone and Landman. Mm-hmm. Landman is a show that I just recently had another song on. So wow. it's been like a wild ride just to be able to be a part of the Taylor universe, as we call it, and the community there, just the Yellowstone community. And the widespreadness, being, you know, able to open up for Billy Bob Thornton, spending time with some of the Landman cast and Yellowstone cast, being able to just travel around the country and do different festivals in Texas and California. It's been wild, but like really cool. And I get to connect with people all over the country.
I mean, it is so cool. So Danny, as so many people celebrate by either listening to your music, going to the shows and celebrating with you, how do you celebrate? How would you recommend people celebrate National Badass Day as a person who's doing things all day, every day that are pretty badass? How are you celebrating this day this week?
So today, and I highly recommend it, I got together with some friends on the farm, and we were just on the four-wheeler. Our friend's dog was chasing the four-wheeler around. We were driving it around, working on the barn with everybody else. It's kind of like a collective project that we have going on. And then having lunch, making like a shared meal, and sipping on some tequila. We had a great time. And that was the day. It was beautiful. We enjoyed the sunlight, the daylight. We hung out outside. We were in nature, just, you know, doing what we do every day. I worked on some vocals for a new song that's called Bad Boys that comes out at the end of the month that I'm really excited about. Or really, it comes out at the beginning of April. Sorry. I got too excited there. And just kind of played around with that song. And it was a blast. I recommend A Farm and Tequila.
We're going to have some links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. For those people that want to keep up with you, whether it's social media or the site or maybe some shows coming up, Danny, where can they go?
They can go to DannyRose.com or find me on Instagram at Danny Rose or find me on TikTok at Danny Rose Music.
Danny Rose here on National Badass Day, this entire week celebrating those who are doing it right and in a big way and blazing their own trail. Thanks so much for what you do that your fans and everybody is enjoying. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate y'all having me.